This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India-European Union Strategic Partnership. The participants are Shashank, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and the European Union College of Commissioners is on a two-day official visit to India on 27th and 28th February. This will be President Ursula von der Leyen's third visit to India and the first ever visit of the EU College of Commissioners together to India, and among the first such visits since the start of the mandate of the current European Commission in December 2024 after the European Parliamentary elections held in June last year. To discuss more on this, we are joined by Ambassador Shashank, former Foreign Secretary of India. Ambassador Shashank, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you.
I would want you to first walk us through the history of India-EU relationship. When was the bilateral relationship established between the two democratic entities, and over the years, where have we brought this relationship today?
Actually, our relationship with the European Commission had started long time ago in the 60s. And I remember having been posted to Brussels in 1968, and I was also given the task of following the EU activity, expansion of European Commission at that time with the entry of Britain. We were very much interested. We were used to get briefings every week at the UK High Commission as to how the negotiations are proceeding and what will be the impact on the trade of Commonwealth countries like India. So at that time, we had seen that the British were willing to protect the interests of the smaller countries, but not of large countries like India. Anyway, that was being followed at that time. Later on, it was converted, made a more comprehensive partnership among the European countries. And at present, we are finding that there's a new phase which has started, that it's not just the European Union expansion, which has gone right up to the Russian borders, but also there is a different kind of relationship between EU and NATO, which has developed, that is among the NATO leader, America, and the EU countries and the other European countries. So there was a time when I remember in 2004, soon after we had signed a strategic partnership agreement with the Americans in January 2004, the European Union ambassador and the ambassador of the European Community President country, they called on me as I was the foreign secretary. And they said, look, we have decided also to have a strategic partnership with India, and we consider India as a very important partner with the EU. And we would also like to start bilateral relationship between the European Union and India with reference to FTA, with reference to all kinds of latest science and technology and other cooperation. So this is how talks have been going on since 2004. And now that time it was really EU and NATO and America all working together and trying to find solutions to all problems of the world. Now we are finding that after the Ukraine-Russia war, situation has changed so much that President Trump has now finally started following the peace plan or peace policy, which India had been advocating for a long time. And now he's working very actively on Ukraine-Russia conflict to end. Whereas the Europeans feel that perhaps their interests are not being taken into account, their worries, etc., and the security guarantees which Ukraine was promised in some ways by the NATO countries are not going to be followed by NATO. Therefore, they are thinking in terms of Europeans moving ahead, giving some kind of security guarantees to Ukraine. So which means that we are now finding a completely new situation. European Union is entirely on its own, apparently, with regard to European issues. They have to increase their defense budgets correspondingly. In principle, they are being asked to raise their defense budgets to 5% of their GDPs. So it will take them some time. There's no doubt about it. In the meantime, they are now finding that they will have in future China as an antagonistic power, in some cases partner, but in some other cases as a rival power center. So therefore, they want India to be included as one of the important partners of the European Union. I think India should welcome this opportunity that European Union commissioners and the European Union president is visiting. They are all visiting India together for the first time. And there is a good possibility of a comprehensive dialogue between India and European Union for our own relationships and also for what kind of role we can play in the global trade, economic relationships, and also in the peace in Europe and peace, keeping peace in the Indo-Pacific area.
Ambassador Shashank, your answer brings me to my next question. As you spoke about Russia and Ukraine briefly, I would like to draw your attention to one very pertinent point. India has always advocated for a diplomatic channel to establish peace between Russia and Ukraine. And often India's stand has differed from the EU. But with the Trump administration in place in the US, how do you see these both democratic entities working together towards establishing peace between Ukraine and Russia?
You know, President Trump is providing a new type of leadership to USA and also to the Western bloc, because his primary target seems to be to bring about peace between Ukraine and Russia and to cut down the expenditure which Americans have been incurring on providing armament and other technical support to the Ukrainians. So for one thing, he is trying to say that, okay, we will directly have a peace dialogue with the Russians. He's thinking in terms of reopening the American embassy in Russia, having direct dialogue at the highest level with President Putin, whereas the Europeans have not been taken into account in this kind of a dialogue. If you see that as far as the priorities of President Trump have been, right from the first day that he took office, that the first visitor to him was the Israeli Prime Minister, then was the Japanese Prime Minister, then the Jordanian King, then fourth was the Indian Prime Minister. And now the Europeans are now coming only gradually. President Macron has been there, and now Prime Minister UK is likely to visit President Trump. In the meantime, the Vice President J.D. Vance had been to Europe and for a NATO meeting, and he gave a homily to the Europeans to look after their own affairs more actively and to increase their defense budget, and at the same time to work together with the Americans to bring about peace between Ukraine and Russia. I think that has shaken the European countries greatly. Already Europe is going through a difficult phase because they are democratic countries. They have to have regular elections. And now the right-wing parties are gradually gaining control in these election processes in Europe, which is again turning the whole thing around within the European thinking also, as has happened in America. So how will it take place in future? That is something to be questioned. In the meantime, President Trump has said that he is likely to increase tariffs from 1st April on Canada and Mexico by 25%. Also, he has alerted the Europeans that he would increase the tariffs on them also, on the European countries. India has, of course, not been ruled out. China may be first one to get the tariff increase. So I think, therefore, we have to look at each other, that is Europe and India, as to how do we take advantage of our mutual market openings so that we can continue to trade among ourselves more effectively. We can also increase our economic partnership investments. And we are always interested in the freedom of movement of our professionals and going in for more for Atmanirbharta campaign by bringing in technology import and by moving into newer and newer critical areas of technology, artificial intelligence, space, cyber, and all these new technologies. So I think there Europe and India can cooperate very much. And I think under the new situation, there seems to be an urgency, even on the European side, that the whole College of Commissioners has decided to make India as one of the first destinations for their visit together as a team. So I think we really need to give close attention to what their demands are, and we should also put forward our expectations in this new situation where we want peace on one side between Ukraine and Russia. We feel that endless war where hundreds of thousands of people have lost their lives is of no use. So Europe should really start thinking and work more towards bringing about peace in Europe, because that will be a... And similarly, we don't want something like this to happen in Asia. So we would also like to continuously exchange views with the Europeans about the peace and security in the Indo-Pacific area.
Ambassador Shashank here, I would like to draw your attention. One of the most important, the reason why the entire delegation is visiting India is India-EU Strategic Partnership, a roadmap to 2025. First of all, could you just explain our listeners what exactly India-EU Strategic Partnership is, and what are the key areas where the leaders are expected to dwell upon when they meet tomorrow?
You know, one, of course, is the market access. EU, while it has very low tariffs with regard to imports from other countries, but these are mainly for the raw materials and primary products. They are partially processed products. As soon as the sophistication increases, the duties in the EU country, they increase drastically and they reach the peak levels. That's number one. So market access is not that easy in the European countries. Secondly, Europe has been trying to extend. They want free trade area, but they want more concessions from India for European products like high-end automobiles, other engineering products, wine, spirits. Now, these are not really high priority items from the Indian point of view. They there has not been a very much progress in the bilateral dialogue on these issues so far. But one can try to once again see how best we can gradually open our markets to them in the hope that more modern technology, especially in the areas of defense and space, cyber technology and artificial intelligence, semiconductors, etc., which we want to very much work on. And especially with France, we have set up in solar area and in the artificial intelligence global summits. Therefore, we would like the Europeans to now move ahead much more determinedly to work this partnership with us. So India would be very much interested in developing the defense technology sector in the artificial intelligence and the semiconductors. And I think we have bilateral relations with each individual European country, and provide this visit by the European commissioners will provide us a comprehensive umbrella so that the relationships can move much more strongly in due course.
EU is a key partner in trade, technology, investment and energy transition, and the bilateral trade in goods and services has reached $200 billion last year and has been stable for a couple of years. What are the key areas of partnership India and EU are looking forward to, and also what role will IMEC play in further cementing this relationship? How is IMEC significant in India-EU relationship?
Yes, I think the infrastructure connectivity is a very important part of trade connectivity or economic connectivity. Therefore, while on one hand, we want very much that we should cooperate on high-end technology transfers between India and European Union, but also this IMEC project, which was signed last year in India during the G20 summit, it could not make much headway. In between, we had this problem between Hamas and Israel, and the whole Middle East got destabilized. Therefore, we would very much like this to move ahead. So I think here we should discuss with them, with the Europeans, both the hardware part, how to build up this infrastructure connectivity, and secondly, the software part, that is like the customs regulations, custom documentation about the commodities which will move, as to what will be the, how will they be described together in the tariff notifications of either side. And we would also like to have the European support for the other infrastructure connectivity projects of India on both northwestern side and the eastern side. For example, India has been working with the northwest connectivity through Chabahar, with Afghanistan, with Central Asia, Eastern Europe, and through Myanmar, we have been trying to build up trilateral highway and road rail connectivity going up to Southeast Asia. We would like to have this full support, technical-wise as well as strategically, from the Europeans to promote India's connectivity with the rest of the world. And I think this one would be of help, this India IMEC. If we can develop, I'm quite sure many of the West Asian countries would be interested in it, but we'll have to first bring about peace in the region. And what India's views are with reference to peace in Middle East, including Iran, should be given much greater weightage by Europe and by the United States. This we are hoping, because the US has recently said that they would like to reimpose sanctions on India's Chabahar connectivity projects towards Afghanistan also. So I think that has been a setback. So we hope that we would be able to work out together with Europe and USA this IMEC, as well as other transport corridors that India is trying to build to increase India's economic interaction with the rest of the world.
Ambassador Shashank, very briefly, I would like to understand what progress has New Delhi made in the migration and mobility agreements with the several EU countries. Where do we stand today on this particular aspect?
Well, this has been an area of primary concern for the Indians, the Mode 4, as it is called, the movement of professionals and insurance and investments to be considered in this cooperation with the European Union. Then European countries have very high social security contributions, which they don't reimburse to people who are returning from Europe. That is taken as an additional taxation. So I think we need to work out with the European Union members bilateral agreements that some of the Indian insurance schemes or other social security schemes in India, they should be considered equivalent to the social security contribution which is taken in the European country, so that as and when any Indian moves freely in and out of Europe, he's able to get back his social security contribution. So I think both these professional movements and the other movements of the software services, that should be allowed more freely, and that will be the expectation from the Indian side, from the Europeans.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Shashank, for throwing light on the entire gamut of talks that are expected to take place and the comprehensive relationship which India and the EU share with each other. Thank you so much for enlightening us with all the details.
Thank you, Elma.
You were listening to a discussion on Inter-European Union Strategic Partnership. The participants were Shashank, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR.